We're going to get the premature releases out of the way early because we've got to get this thing going. We've got a big guest coming up in 22 minutes. Rob Reiner, who, by the way...
Hope he don't ice us.
He might. But
is it the right day?
Yeah, are we sure we got the right days and stuff? All right, good. The good news is you guys are excited about it, too. I got an email from a guy that says, F Rob Reiner, communist F-head.
There we go.
I love American society that we can't just
enjoy. We're so divided.
Can't just enjoy Rob Reiner's movies. They've not really affecting me.
They've won because everybody's so divided.
They have. They absolutely have. And that's the goal of the politicians you support so vehemently is that they've tried to make you hate the other side. Great job. Because I still, you know, he could be a communist. This movie could be straight out of Russia in the 60s. I'm going to like Misery. I'm going to like A Few Good Men. I'm going to like When Harry Met Sally. I'm going to like A Princess Bride. I'm going to like all those. And I never once said, I wonder if the director has different political views than I do. That's entertainment.
Who cares?
I don't care. I don't know what...
Everyone has their that they don't like their opinion in Hollywood.
I don't look
for that. And they won't go to that movie because they, you know...
Look to it. I don't care.
Because all politicians, I mean, Republicans have been so good to us and Democrats have been so good to us.
Yeah.
No liars on either side.
We should really jump on board of one
team. Pick a team and stay on that. Don't you want to just scream out, yes, Republicans or yes, Democrats?
Yeah, they're great. But I agree completely. I mean, it's so clear cut.
Oh,
and then you get the argument, maybe my side's not great. It's better than that other side. That's exactly what's supposed to happen.
That's what they want you to say.
Meanwhile, you're barking about selling gay cakes to people. Well, they're shaking hands and saying, another trillion for you, another trillion for me. We're good here, right?
Who gives a crap about all?
I don't. I'm just fine. Thinking Rob Reiner and I disagree on stuff. You know what? That'll make our conversations more colorful.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yep. Instead of this confirmation bias world everybody seems to want to live in. Thank you, social media. Anyway, let's hot release, shall we? What do you say?
Get into it.
The hot releases are the things that come out on two. We're doing a little early because Rob Reiner's going to, that communist, is going to call us at 8:50. And it's going to be lovely because I can talk to somebody that I don't necessarily agree with and have a decent conversation with him about things that have nothing to do with politics.
Yeah, please, let's not get into that.
Just settle down. I'm gonna
if he brings
him.
It up, then.
Oh, I'm going to call him a communist F-head.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because I want to support my audience as well. I love it. Anyway, so let's find out what the hell is going on in the world with music, videos, what do you got, DVDs, games, all that stuff. What are you laughing at?
Oh, sorry. I don't wish him ill will, guys, but I cannot wait for Brady's memorial after he passes. Just a complete hour or more of him trying to force bad English.
What are they serving?
Sandridges.
He does say sorry, Brady.
Yeah. It would be a hell of a reel that we would play at the funeral.
Milk ducks.
And now,
starting with milk ducks.
Some life bloopers.
Bloopers are the best part.
Would you allow us to do that, Brady? Could we do
Heck
your bloopers?
Yeah. You guys aren't invited.
We'll make our own. We'll do our own. Well, the credits roll.
Absolutely. I'd let it happen.
What's better, Brady, than the end of Smokey and the Bandit? What's better? In entertainment history, what's better than sitting in the... And the first time you remember being surprised by that.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're like, what are these? They're called bloopers. Oh, man, I've never seen bloopers before where they do the outtakes and all this stuff and they put it in the movie. Glorious. Now, if you go to a funeral and everybody's sobbing and crying and I'm like, well, that's that. And as you leave, please enjoy some of Brady's life bloopers. And we just play tapes of him blooping. That would be great. Life bloopers. Everything's on tape now. Every
put
edited
together.
Video.
It's not put together?
Who, what?
It should be put
We got
together.
Loads of it. We're ready. We can put it together in moments.
Yeah.
But now that everybody films themselves just sitting in traffic, you know, somewhere out there, Apple's got all your deleted ones that you didn't want the world to see. So we'll get a subpoena and get all the goofy blooper videos of you picking your nose or having something hanging out of your nostril or the time you tried to pop a zit on your camera phone, but you can't really tell where it is. So you just squeezed your nose till it was bright red and you're not sure if you got anything. Those are life bloopers. The unedited version. Eric, please, for God's sakes, release me.
All right, releases. Brought to you by ELOteam.com. Looking to buy or sell a home. Please go to that website. We can help you out.
Hurry up.
Start off with the video game Shadow of the Colossus for the PS4. You've probably seen the commercials out for that. Looks pretty cool. You battle those giant colossi, as they're called.
Wouldn't that be multiple colossi?
Yeah, a group of towering colossi.
Colossi?
Because there's a bunch of them.
Oh, it is. Okay, it's the okay.
Yeah, so you got to fight them all.
Wouldn't a colossus colossize the? Yeah, that's right. Cacti.
Right.
That's the multiples. All right.
Also, we got Middle of Earth or Middle Earth Shadow of War.
That Shadows of Colossus.
Colossi.
Colossi.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Colon. This is a video game?
Yep.
That grass is incredible.
These are the cutscenes.
I know, but still.
Where's that actual game?
Wow.
That's detailed, man.
Well, it gets 9 out of 10.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
You get to fight those things.
Oh, wow, crap, that looks cool. I don't even know what that is, but that looks
That's
cool.
That's a colossus.
That's the colossus, or is that the colossus?
They all are. They're all
colossi. Run through their legs, man.
Multiple colossi.
You get into a fight with that guy, get in close. You want to be in a phone booth. Don't give him distance. Oh, goo. Yeah, that was a bad scene.
You're going to get smashed into the ground a few times.
You don't want
to... You pith their heads, I guess, to kill them.
You what?
Pith.
Pith?
You pith them in the head.
Did you see that on
Mike
the
Tyson
screen?
Just show up?
How do you pith them? I don't know what pith. I thought it was a hat.
It's a needle.
Oh, is it? Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Middle Earth, Shadow of War.
Now you know.
Yeah, I know a pith helmet. Is that why it's a pith helmet? To stop you from being pithed in the head?
I guess.
I don't know why that's a funny word to me.
Pith, because it sounds like we've got lisps.
I'm going to take a pith to the head.
Really, a pith? I didn't know that.
Mercenary Kings Reloaded Edition. I think that's, Pinstripe. An ex-minister ventures through the frozen depths of hell.
Sweet.
In search of a kidnapped daughter. That looks stupid. Only gets 5 out of 10.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's awful.
Pierce or sever the spinal cord of an animal, and animals in parentheses, because the Google Dictionary doesn't want you to think it's for everybody.
Sid Meier's Civilization 6 Rise and Fall.
Cool.
That's a PC game. It's 9 out of 10. Yep, that's about it.
Nope.
Not a whole lot of good games there. One.
Shadow of the Colossus. Looks cool.
Yeah, that one does. That looks really neat. I actually enjoyed the preview of that. Got me thinking I should go get that Xbox sooner.
I cannot believe you're switching to Xbox.
Switching out.
You're such a traitor. We'll go to streaming. Netflix, Altered Carbon, Season 1. Looks like a really cool sci-fi show.
You know what that is?
Yeah, it's brand new. It's looks pretty neat. Here's one for you, Brady. Coach Snoop, Season 1.
Oh. Reality show him coaching football?
Yeah.
All right.
Good times.
Altered Carbon.
How long have I been down?
250 years.
Kept his abs. His muscles did not atrophy in the 250 year.
Property,
he's frozen.
Industries. You've been provided with this
Man.
Body.
This looks
oh, they gave him a new
body. With
body. Gave him a new super body.
In combat.
I don't know who that is, but he's in fantastic shape. You hear me, women? Do you hear what I'm saying? That man works really hard, and he deserves to look good. He's very attractive. A good-looking man. You know what I didn't say? Why didn't they get a guy who looks like me? How come there aren't more dad bodies in these movies?
I'm out. Yeah, he didn't request a dad body.
This is the beginning.
Man, they put some money into this one for Netflix. Wow. Getting all the big shows. Altered.
Altered Carbon.
Carbon.
Looks cool. Check it out if you're into the sci-fi stuff. My next guest needs no introduction with David Letterman. He sits on a stage and talks to guests just like he used to.
Only difference.
This one is George Clooney. Is only different. No band.
Yeah. It's the same, only different. And it's on a stage at a school, and there's no set.
It kind of looks like the
chairs.
Same place. Like the
yeah,
Letterman
if you just tore
studios.
It out. Yeah. It's just a...
It's just the same mic.
Nope.
Kind of.
They're just sitting in chairs, facing each other. There's no desk. Yeah.
Queer Eye Season 1. Imposters Season 1.
Huh?
We got to move.
Yeah, hurry
Valor Season minutes. 1. Good on thing. Hulu, you got Brockmire Complete Season 1. Gary Unmarried with Jay Moore.
I'm going to support our Jay Moore.
Complete Season 1 and 2. And the PJs. Remember that pile?
I like the PJs.
Seasons 1 through 3.
That's Eddie Murphy joint, wasn't it?
Music Out, Dashboard Confessional, Crooked Shadows. Come on, Toledo. You told me I had to move. I'm moving.
I'm playing. He controls it.
I don't know what you're doing. I got nothing. That screen's got to show it. Who's this?
Dashboard Confessional.
Yeah, I really don't. We get to skip that one.
Yeah.
I was right not to turn that on.
Here's a metal band that's been around for a long time. Fu Manchu. I thought they broke up.
Fu Man.
Clone of the Unite.
whatever guitar effect that is, gets me every time. I like this.
Now, these guys are around in, like, the late 90s.
I like this a lot. All right, what else is on that? I need to hear
more.
That's
the only one we're getting.
All right, damn it.
Fu Manchu.
Get my own Fu Manchu. You sold me one.
Here's an interesting one. It's got Tool's Danny Carey, one of the greatest drummers of all time. Just had to throw that in there. And Mastodon's Brett Hinds, Legend of the Seagull Men. Self-titled album.
Skipping one, okay.
Oh, I missed. We'll go back to that. All right.
This is not them.
That's more Fu Manchu.
This is Legend of the Seagull Men. Old chunky thing's coming back.
Yeah,
liking it. It's like real slow Cigaro.
Cigaro, Cigaro.
I like it.
Hmm.
Legend of the Seagullmen. The Jewish seagulls.
We'll go back to David Duchovny. Did you know he sang?
No.
Me neither.
I know he's addicted to sex.
Yeah.
He had to go to rehab for that. He hasn't had sex in 18 years. Hi, my name's David.
Every third thought is his album. I wonder what that means.
I wonder what he's alluding to there.
And I can't turn this. Shitstorm.
Whoa,
there we
David.
Go.
David.
There we go.
Mouth. All right, David. That's not clean talk. That's not what we do around the dinner table, David. You need to go to verbal rehab, you foul-mouthed prick.
MGMT, or Management for short. Little Dark Age is the album.
They get some catchy stuff.
The feelings start to rot. One week at a time.
It's the safety dance. It is the safety dance 86, I think, when they redid it 4 years later.
And finally, we got the Wombats with a great album title, Beautiful People Will Ruin Your Life.
All right. Well, that sounds like the last band. There we go. Beautiful People Will Ruin Your Life. Boy, is that true.
Brady might have some new stuff to listen to.
Order that up.
Oh, my God.
Getting a little retro for you. It's your heyday.
Brady's going to start showing up in that Devo costume again.
It's coming back.
If you show up with two Izod shirts on and both collars popped, I know you're feeling pretty confident about the future.
I'm back.
My heyday.
This one's Cheetah Tongue.
The Wombats?
Yep.
I cut off my head and my cheetah tongue.
Oh, poor Ian. Motorhead fan's gonna be just drowning in this nonsense.
Doesn't he like some of this stuff?
I don't think so.
He's adamant, right?
He likes weird stuff like that, but he doesn't like the alternative music he's playing. He hates it.
He's lying to you.
No, he does. He's not. I've heard him say it before in the hallways and stuff. He's like, I just, you know, go back in and play this garbage. And then he goes in and says, hi, everyone. Oh, AZ. I love it here. I love paychecks. I do. I like paychecks, and I like people leaving me be. All right, let's flit about to another song from somebody stupid, shall we? Here's the Wombats. Enjoy. Anyway, there you go.
That's it.
A couple of good ones. The Colossus game. Yeah. The Seagullmen. Was that the one I liked?
You like Fu Manchu?
Yeah, and Fu Manchu.
And Legend of the Seagullmen.
I like that
Altered
one.
Carbon on Netflix, maybe.
Oh, Altered Carbon might be all right. I'll give it a test run.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
It's brand new, right? I don't have to watch 45 episodes to enjoy it.
It'll pop out of the box.
I'll watch one. All right. It's 8:43. There you go. Your hot releases are there. And one more to go is Rob Reiner. He's going to call us in a little bit, talk to his movie about LBJ he did last year, and it's out on DVD this week.
I guess we kind of have to talk about politics and movies about LBJ.
A little bit, but we don't have to go crazy. Have to tell everybody they're stupid. Just listen to somebody's side and disagree or agree. That's the whole point of conversation. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.